Good morning. Welcome to episode 8 of the Beach Business Breakfast Show. Our guest this morning is Sophie, who's a virtual assistant. Just a quick reminder about the Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month at Merriweather Surf Club, 7:30 till 8:30. $10 gets you great networking opportunities, meet new business people, get breakfast from our international chef, and have a great time. So we have about 40-odd businesses that turn up out of the 260-odd members, so it's growing every month, which is fantastic. So welcome, Sophie. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful morning. So what did you do before you became a virtual assistant? How did you sort of...
Before I became a virtual assistant, I worked in childcare.
Oh, okay. How was that?
It was good. Yeah, I was in childcare for about 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good. So did you do a course at TAFE? Or
I did childcare college.
Childcare college. Is that Broadmeadow?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, one of our life members does work for the childcare college at Broadmeadow. So.
What's her name?
His name is Phil Mosgrove.
Okay.
Yeah, he got an award last year, a MBE or an OBE award earlier this year. Yeah, for work he's done for Surf Life Savings. So yeah, we know a bit about that.
So what was the inspiration for childcare to virtual assistant? What put you on that path?
Well, I was nannying a bit, and then I just wanted a career change and I liked the opportunity to work for myself. So
So where were you nannying? Whereabouts?
In all different places, in people's houses.
Is that just in Australia?
Overseas.
I suppose sometimes when you'd be like nannying, sometimes you become like a virtual assistant anyway.
Yeah, well, I did go away with one family to Queensland.
Okay. So how old were the kids that were
though at the time they were 2 and 1.
Okay, excellent.
14 months apart.
Pretty full on. So what happened day one? You've decided, okay, let's be a virtual assistant.
Yeah.
Where did you get started? Like, what was the beginning?
Originally, I joined this business page and I inquired on there, and then some lady said to go and talk to a lady in Melbourne called Chris Crow.
Okay.
She was one of the head networks down there, so I joined her, and then I did a webinar with her.
This is a network for virtual assistants?
Yes. Okay. I did a webinar with her, but I didn't really follow through with it until I started Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which is,
excellent.
That was October.
Yeah, so NISA is the
New Enterprise
incubator funding program transition between employment, right?
To do that course, and then I finished in about January, and then I got approved, so then I started out in February.
So how did you like the NISA program?
Did a business plan, and pretty interesting. I had never done this before, so it's all...
It's the transition from employed to employer. Mm. I think it can be quite brutal if you have any kind of introduction to it, or any... If you haven't got sort of role models around you that you go, oh, right, so that's what it's like to be running a business. I think it's quite useful to have a bit of a stepping stone like that.
And I think with Nice, I didn't have a business. I hadn't done a business plan. I had no idea what... But now, I think now with Nice, you've got to actually have a business set up before you actually do it.
So change that around. So what sort of other people were doing the Nice course?
All different people. One was doing pub, conveyancer, like a physio, and clothing.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. How did you... It sort of seems like you almost by accident decided that virtual assisting was something that you would do. Was there something that triggered or sparked that, like, I could do that? Like, did you see someone doing that role and you're like, huh, I can do that? Or what was the start of it?
Not really. I guess I just thought about working from home in admin. And then that I remember that it was the title of virtual assistant. That's when I followed down with this other lady. And then I worked at Nice, but my actual Nice trainer's never heard of a virtual assistant. He's got more on the course now, but when I did it, he never had one before.
Okay, so it's quite new for him. Yeah, fair enough.
So how did you go about getting your first clients?
I've got a couple through social media on Facebook.
Tell us that. Step us through. You've got a Facebook profile. Mm-hmm. You've set up a Facebook page.
LinkedIn, web page. And I've got one client, I got the cleaning company down in Sydney. I did a bit of work with him. And
did they find you on Facebook?
Yeah, I did post on there.
Yeah. So did you do like ads or you've just
posted?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, posted ads.
Yeah.
And another guy who I should be getting work with is sales guy.
Yeah, yeah.
In Newcastle. Yeah, connected with him and more work. I should be getting more calls today.
So with the Facebook posts and the ads, did you do them yourself or did you get some?
No, I did them myself.
So what sort of things are you, like how are you promoting the business? Like what sort of, you know, what are you saying in those ads like?
Well, I do my actual page, but then I just do a post because I do cold calling, so that's all the work I've been doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Did a bit of editing. I found that guy on a business page.
Did you sort of test a few different ads and you're like, oh, this seems to be working, or are you just sort of jagged it and you're like, well, I'm going to put an ad on that says, let me do your phone calls, and suddenly you've got customers.
That's how easy it was. So randomly
successful. That's fantastic. Love it.
No, that's good. And you mentioned LinkedIn. Have you done?
Yeah.
Had much success through LinkedIn?
No, I haven't had any clients on LinkedIn, but I've got a lot of people adding.
Adding to your network and that sort of stuff. But I think if you can like regularly post on LinkedIn, like you know, useful material for people, it keeps you sort of top of mind.
Okay.
That's the thing to do. And then when you say, you know, I can do this and this and this, and I know with the Beach Breakfast Network, you've got that offer for people, so you know, you're getting that out there and that sort of thing. And that's sort of thing to do. So, is there many virtual assistants around?
There is quite a few. There's heaps all over the country. Everywhere, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, heaps in Newcastle. It's about 2,000 or heaps.
And I guess you don't specifically need to have office space or a certain type of car or computer and communication is a relatively cheap sort of thing for most people to access now, so I guess it makes sense that it's a fairly easy entry. Don't mean the job's easy, but that getting the tools to get started is not a difficult thing to do, right? Like you don't have to do a 3-year degree in virtual assisting or something,
sort of
right?
High barriers to entry.
It's more about whether you're a nice, friendly, affable person that can talk to people, I suppose.
So we knew you'd get your sunglasses on eventually. You have to, I spent the first couple of days just squinting or hiding behind that pole. But what are some of the things that you do as a virtual assistant? Like you mentioned cold calling.
Yeah,
is that sort of trying to...
telemarketing. I did a job in it last year when I was doing Nice, and I sort of put on the spot. This job came on Facebook and that was for another VA and I took it on. And then I started at 1 o'clock and finished at 4, and then the next morning finished at 11. I did well. I was sort of in my course, so I was trying to take this on, but
So with the cold calling, is that trying to get people like appointments?
Not really appointments. It's like entering into Excel, like you get them leads, like with this cleaning company. They get to meet people that I could get them interested.
And is that from their existing database of clients?
Some had already been filled in. I don't know, I think it's 16. He sent it to me, they do it all for me.
Okay. Yeah, so you just go through
I didn't like say, here's the phone book. Like, I mean, one thing I think is interesting is that there is certainly a lot of maybe hidden interest in businesses for sort of virtual assisting or sort of assistance external to the business. But I think one of the traps is that a lack of instruction or sort of detail in what you're actually expected to do is the undoing of many of these sort of virtual assistance roles, because maybe the business owner reads a book or something and they go, oh yeah, I need a virtual assistant. They hire someone and you say, well, what do you want me to do? And they go, fix all my problems. Make phone calls.
You've got to be clear on the outcome, haven't you? You've got to sort of say, okay, well, so if we need you to ring these clients and we're trying to tell them about our autumn cleaning offer or whatever
it is. I do calling and data entry and Excel and all that, and typing and editing. But but I had a guy ask me that with web page, and I have no idea how to do web pages, so that was
okay. Well, you should be using Jeremy.
Your hand.
Jeremy's probably the world's leading website designer.
I said I can get you other VAs to do it. He wanted me to do YouTube and all this stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, I think you'll find, one thing you'll find is with those, when you get asked to do those things, if you can't do it, if you do, go to the Business Beach Breakfast website.
Uh-huh.
And look at the directory and see some of the people there who might do that, and refer them on. Because by referring on, you'll get referrals back.
I emailed him, but he hasn't emailed me back yet. So.
Yeah.
And so the people that you've spoken to or hired you, they've been fairly good in terms of direction and instruction. Like you've not been left.
No, one guy that I did the editing for, I was a bit sort of put out, and then I was stuffed up, and I had to ring him, and then go back and do it all again.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It wasn't very clear on his instructions.
Sure.
And
it's been like, have you had many mishaps or like things that, like, I don't know, Facebook ads that nobody clicked on or
mishaps?
What lessons have you learned?
At the moment, mishaps.
Yeah, it's only been like a going couple of months. So. I think that's good. Like you're doing your own ads and boosting posts and that sort of thing. That's and you're getting responses.
I guess I'm at the testing stage where they're testing me.
Yeah. It's quite the ability for you to jump in and do Facebook ads and posts on website and things like that. But it really is a fundamental change to. What's the equivalent 15 years ago is, I can put an ad in the newspaper, maybe, and pay a lot for it. The option for you now to spend a small amount of money to test an idea, you could sort of go, all right, I'm going to spend a few hundred bucks on Facebook ads. Let's see if I can get any customers to do virtual assisting. Now, either you get some inquiries or you don't, but you've not had to go and spend, $10,000 getting a newspaper ad or print 500,000 flyers and get them distributed. I mean, it's quite impressive that you can do just a small test like that.
Majority of the time with flyers, my niece trainer said you put them in and you'll get like 5 calls. Like, they don't work a great deal.
Yeah, it's hard to get noticed.
Yeah.
It is. And that's the thing, I suppose, like people are buying you. Like, you're the brand of your business. So if you can go direct to the people through LinkedIn, through Facebook. Do you have Instagram? Do you use Instagram?
No, I don't have Instagram. Oh, I had Twitter. I don't know how to use that very well. Instagram, no, I haven't. Is that like photos? That's photos.
Yeah. Should get that. I'll just give another shameless plug. At our next Beach Business Breakfast, 21st of April, which I think will be on
social
before
media.
This goes on the website anyway. Yeah, social media. It's on LinkedIn. Mm. And then in May, we're doing one on Instagram for business.
Yeah.
So we really want to sort of give people the tools that they can sort of give them a little bit of knowledge so they can either try something themselves or engage an expert.
So with Instagram, is that a way of getting clients? Can you get clients through Instagram?
Maybe.
Or not really?
It's more probably, like, as a retailer, it'd be quite interesting if you had a client that's a clothing shop or a bakery or something that's quite customer facing. There's a very reasonable chance they'd be using something like Instagram, where they're showing photos of their stuff to the world. So keep people interested. So
I get a few people through Gumtree.
Yes. A lot of people use Gumtree. I think it's one of those things you can put an ad on there and it's free.
Yeah.
Which is good. You might pick up a client here or there, which is good. So you've tried quite a lot of different types of marketing in such a small space of time, which is really, really good. So do you work from home most of the time? Or is it
work from home.
Or from clients' premises? Yeah. Do you have to go to
clients' premises? No, I haven't got to clients' premises. I think some can, but I've got from home.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. So, you don't have to, as Jeremy said, have the flash car or...
Well, I could work anywhere, really. Like, I could just go to the beach as long as I have internet.
Yeah.
But we do have good
internet access here.
Yeah.
Through either Blue Doors or Surf Houses or the Surf Clubs one. So you're welcome here any time. So
yes, you need a sort of quiet-ish spot, I suppose, to do something.
On the phone at the time.
So what's the best bit of business advice you've ever been given, or did they give you any pearls of wisdom in the NEES course?
The niche trainer always said that business is not easy. and you just got to keep moving forward.
Yeah, keep chipping away. That's the thing, I think.
Takes a certain amount of determination, doesn't it?
Yeah, lots of little steps take you a long way, so that's good. So, anyway, well, thanks for that, Sophie. Thanks for coming in. Sophie's dressed by Lowe's, same as Jeremy and I, so if anyone from Lowe's is watching this,
we'd love a wardrobe for white shirts.
We actually wouldn't mind a new shirt for Jeremy because he's worn the same one each time. But,
to go another shopping expedition, I think.
So I've got a pink one and a green one, but so yeah, thanks for coming in, Sophie, and enjoy your day. So just a reminder about the Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month. Everyone's welcome. Join via the website, beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au, or the meetup site, search Beach Business Breakfast. So have a great day, and who wouldn't have a great day? Look at it, it's beautiful outside. So yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Awesome, thanks guys.